Next week, parts of the U.S. will experience a total solar eclipse where the moon completely covers the sun. When that happens, it will be go time for a research team from the University of Delaware. The team will be in Texas to launch weather balloons that carry sensors tens of thousands of meters into the atmosphere. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
In 2017, Edmund Novak, a physics professor at the University of Delaware, drove to South Carolina to see the total solar eclipse. He had a great experience with thousands of other people all camped out for the minutes when the moon completely covered the sun.
The whole crowd is going ooh and ah, and then suddenly it becomes really quiet as everybody just kind of lets that eclipse moment, that totality moment, soak in, so to speak.
But what also caught his attention was a team of students working frantically to inflate and launch weather balloons with scientific instruments.
It's like the Super Bowl, right? There's lots of preparation, and then the day of the event, it's there, and you got to have that team in place and everybody working together. So I thought, wow, this would be great to bring back to our campus.
Ahead of this year's total solar eclipse, he formed a team at University of Delaware. They got a grant to join a nationwide eclipse ballooning project supported by NASA. It was not hard to find interested students like Jared Bieber, a sophomore studying physics and astrophysics.
I would have probably joined any project that gave me the opportunity to actually travel to the line of totality for this April eclipse.
The research team will launch balloons with instruments to study gravity waves in the atmosphere, which affect the weather but have been difficult for weather forecasters to pin down. They will also measure the levels of muons, tiny particles that come from cosmic rays and are part of the building blocks of the universe. They built their own instruments to detect muons, which was a new experience for students like Millie Doe, a junior studying physics and astrophysics.
Having, like, built a detector that's actually, like, detecting these muons, these particles that I'm learning about in class, it's amazing. Like, it's nice to see that it's practical. You can see it, you can measure it.
They went to Texas last October to an annular eclipse where the moon covered part but not all of the sun. That was a test run to streamline their procedures and make sure their equipment worked.
Probably the most stressful environment to be in, like getting things to work or to see if they don't work. It's kind of like at the last minute, you got to make sure everything works and you have to continuously test.
They had a few problems, according to Edmund Novak, the physics professor.
And the one thing we didn't anticipate was just how windy it could be, right? And when you have a balloon that's on the order of, 8 feet in diameter, it's a big sail.
They had some problems with the radio systems on their balloons, so they could not live stream data to their computers as they had hoped. But they worked through the issues, and overall, the launch in Texas was a success. They are running some final tests to prepare and ship all the equipment by the first week of April. Alan Yu, WHYY News.